And State Senator Chantel Krebs joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Chantel. How are you?
Good morning. Fantastic.
Hey, it's great to have you here. You've got to be busy with literally only hours left in the main run of the legislative session.
We're already cooking this morning. So
I know a lot of talk about the budget as the final revenue numbers are getting hammered out. What things are you expect to see with the budget here through tomorrow?
I'm glad you asked that question because I get a lot of questions from the constituents saying, "Well, why do you wait till last minute on the budget?" And really, we don't have a choice because we need to have revenue numbers in order to determine a budget. And when sales tax revenues come in for January, they don't come in till February 20th, and your February sales tax numbers really don't even come in until late, and so we won't even know that. So we're really, trying to base it off of sales tax revenues and numbers coming in, which are always 30 or 60 days behind. We're trying to get it as accurate as possible, and so with those projections, we do expect a growth in our economy in South Dakota. Sales tax revenues seem to be strong. Video lottery will remain neutral and flat. Bank franchise tax will actually be down a little bit, which is a reflection probably that the economy is still not going to be as strong this year. And with that said, sales tax revenue growths are not as strong as we anticipated and had hoped to be 3 months ago. So that means we do have to be optimistically cautious and judicious with our budgeting. With that said, of course, we do have some extra monies from this last year. Of course, we're budgeting based on a July 1 fiscal year. And so with some extra monies that we are going to be, doling out, the challenge we had as legislators was everybody's hand was out, and really to watch every penny for taxpayer dollars. We listened to everybody's desires and needs and hands, and all that piece of the pie wanted to get cut smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller because everybody wanted some of that extra money. So, really right now, these past weeks, we've been looking at every possible wish list, so to speak, and going through them and hearing them and testimonies and just conversations and organizations coming to us and associations and, road funding, whatever it be. Education, of course, is always top priority.
And with education, it sounds like, everybody's saying 3% guaranteed, and now maybe even potentially some additional. There's a story in the newspaper today talking about maybe the fact the legislature will be able to come up with some extra for teacher pay.
Yes, we always want to do that. But bottom line is that the school boards have the control in the pot and the kitty for teacher pay. They can determine that. We'll give them the per student allocation. But we're kind of tired of not getting, the school board's not getting it done. So we finally just said, we have to make it specifically and targeted, so that the schools, when they get this money, that we're going to say it has to specifically go to teacher pay. We're seriously considering that because that really needs to happen. The school boards aren't getting that done, so we're ready to take action. Now that leads, of course, then further down the road, then they continue to expect that. But really, that's a local control issue because each school board has that determination and ability to, decide on the contracts.
State Senator Chantel Krebs joins us with only today and tomorrow left in the main run of the South Dakota legislature. What are you hoping to see accomplished before the end of the session? What are some of your priorities that still remain?
Well, obviously teacher pay is always one of our top priorities because, we tend to get hammered on that so bad and not getting that addressed. But really, like I said, that's a school board election or a school board decision, and we're going to probably have to take action on that and say, we're going to give you money and have to specifically go to that. But the second part is railroad funding and road funding. I mean, that continues to always be my priority because if you don't have the infrastructure, you're not going to get the development. And we do have some railroad money allocations, about $7 million that are going to be going to build that and further line from Chamberlain on west. If you've noticed along the interstate, all these new grain facilities being built, and that's because we've rehabilitated the line to Chamberlain, and that will continue to happen because our grain market and export market going to the northwest and Asian Pacific continue to remain very, very strong. A lot of our soybeans, about 25% of them, are exported to the Asia Pacific market, but we need to have the export transportation abilities to get them to the northwest port on the Seattle area. So that will continue to be our focus, and road funding, of course. Other needs will be just economic development needs. And when we say economic development needs, specific funding towards housing development in communities that need, where there is growth, there's also a remaining need of not, I want to say low-income housing, but multi-housing needs in the community. So we'll focus on continuing those kinds of things and any type of business economic development tools that can help local economic development infrastructure needs. So when we talk about training, education, is it road funding to get a new dairy, you know, plant built? Is it infrastructure, meaning water and utilities? And so we're looking at extra money going into those areas as well.
I know Democrats out in the legislature, Medicaid expansion has been a big issue for them this session. Some are even, we're hoping to have even another run again yet at Medicaid expansion before the end of this main run of the legislature. What's the likelihood of that happening?
I just don't see that happen. And I think it really boils down to we don't know. There are so many unknowns about implementation of the Affordable Care Act. And I think that's the unknown question in 2014 is let's see how this plays out, because there's so many rules in that Affordable Care Act that we are unknown of it, and also with businesses. I think businesses are uncertain. Individuals, prices have gone up for health care. And so now the question remains is where does that fall in line? We provide Medicaid for those that need it. I mean, it just depends on the amount of up to what level. Of course, then those 6,000 or so that have signed up for the Affordable Care Act and the insurance exchange in South Dakota, that's another avenue too. So we'll continue to find the ways we need to for those that are at the highest risk. But continued implementation or further expansion up to the next poverty level line is the question. And I think that's the big one of the day, and I don't think it's going to happen this year.
State Senator Chantel Krebs. Chantel, thanks so much for visiting with us throughout the session. We really appreciate it.
Hey, we're here, and we'll continue to be here and for another couple hours. And
yeah.
Thanks for always tracking and keeping everybody informed.
Absolutely. Anytime, and best of luck to you in the remaining days. We appreciate all the hard work. Take care. State Senator Chantel Krebs.